Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The House Speaker doesn't approve of President Trump taking hydroxychloroquine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Nancy Pelosi says it's not approved by scientists, and the Democrat, who is often sparred with the president, says his age and being morbidly obese make it worse. Now, the president says he doesn't know if it'll work as a coronavirus preventive.
If it doesn't, you're not going to get sick or die.
He's been touting the drug for coronavirus treatment. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, saying, what do you have to lose? The president told reporters he's taking hydroxychloroquine every day.
At some point, I'll stop. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have the cure and or the vaccine, and that'll happen, I think, very soon.
The president, who's also taking an antibiotic and zinc, has been on the regimen for about a week and a half. Government doctors have warned taking hydroxychloroquine could cause dangerous heart arrhythmias. There are nearly 200 clinical trials underway for the anti-malarial drug. Dave?
Rachel, the president said all that after a meeting with restaurant executives.
We desperately want to reopen.
Now, some states have allowed dining in again. Marvin Irby, heads of the National Restaurant Association, says two-thirds of his industry's workers are out of work and is asking for an extension in the loan program, giving restaurants more time to bring workers back. The World Health Organization is not reacting yet to the letter President Trump sent and posted to on Twitter late last night, threatening to permanently stop funding the WHO unless it can show in 30 days it can actually demonstrate straight independence from China. The president accused the WHO of grossly inaccurate and misleading coronavirus information under Chinese pressure. The attorney general is not going to take an investigation into the origins of the Russia probe as far as the president wants.
Despite the president's repeated references to Obamagate and his calls for his predecessor to go under oath on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Barr says he does not expect U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation to lead to probes of Obama or Biden.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Oregon's statewide corona restrictions are still in place after the governor, Kate Brown, a Democrat, got a victory at the state Supreme Court, reinstating them last night after a lower court judge ruled they were null and void earlier in the day. The governor's order lasts until July 6th, but she does give counties the flexibility to loosen restrictions before that. It's primary day in Oregon.
Oregon has been doing elections by mail since the 1990s, though in today's presidential primary, officials are taking precautions in the form of social distancing and hand sanitizer at ballot drop-off sites as it's too late for mail delivery. Ballots have to be received by 8 p.m. local time to be counted. Both President Trump and Joe Biden are their party's presumptive nominees. Though of most interest in the Oregon primary is the race to replace the only Republican in the state's congressional delegation after Rep. Greg Walden announced he wouldn't seek a 12th term. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
But a lot of talk in this corona crisis of contact tracing to help track people down who might have had contact with an infected person. And there is concern that some information is going too far.
Associated Press says it's found first responders are getting addresses of people who have COVID-19 from health officials in 35 states. At least 10 of those states aren't just giving out addresses, they're giving out names of victims as part of an effort to protect police and other responders. Civil liberty activists are worried that sharing that kind of information could lead to profiling, especially in minority communities hard hit by the disease. But some in law enforcement see that data as crucial. In Pennsylvania, two police unions are suing to force local health officials to give out information. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly the day after that huge rally that sent the Dow surging up more than 900 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has announced 25 new cases of COVID-19 in Champaign County. Champaign County now has a reported total of 412 COVID-19 cases. Of those, 188 are active, 217 people have recovered, and 7 people have died from the virus. In Illinois, the state reported 2,294 new COVID-19 infections and 59 additional deaths. The latest numbers push the statewide total of known cases to 96,485, and deaths went up to 4,234. In order to complete a sanitary sewer service repair at 602 West Hill Street, Lands Heating and Cooling will close Hill Street just west of Lynn Street between Prospect Avenue and Lynn Street. That closure begins Wednesday, May 20th. It'll reopen by Friday, May 29th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, with the current challenges our businesses and communities are facing, could it be more important for us as business leaders to do all we can? Watts Copy Systems is here to help. Call Watts Copy Systems at 352-0428. Good, that's 352-0428. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Hi, Stevie. We've got a temperature of 55 now, down up to 68 today with the showers in the forecast. We've got foggy conditions, so make sure if you are traveling around with an essential trip that you have your lights on. 54, our low tonight, chance of showers at 60%. Up to 67 tomorrow, down to 52 with the clouds. Cloudy and a high 70 Thursday, 76 Friday, 80s Saturday and Sunday with a 40% chance of morning rain. Again, we're at 55 with the fog on ESPN 93.5.
Well, here we go, off and running to another program. ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. You can stream us at stevieji.com. You can go to the Facebook live feed. It is $1 a day in the month of May when you share our live show. So you can earn a little cash. Many of you have done that. That's fine. We're happy about that. We'll have collection time at the end of the month where you'll call and say, hey, I did that 11 times. And you get $11.
Sounds good.
What the heck's wrong with that?
Why not?
Okay, something we invented. I didn't even tell you, did I? Friday morning at 8 a.m., if you're a graduate, you'll call in.
Okay, great.
If you can get your graduate to call, Stevie J will give you a $50 gift card to a restaurant of your choice.
Oh, nice.
And I'll have a lot of the ones we've done.
Yeah.
So it will give you a choice.
Okay.
So alert here. It's Tuesday, Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. If you can get them up and call, get the graduate to call me, we got a little pomp and circumstance music.
Okay.
We'll do our own hour-long and just maybe COVID-less show.
That sounds lovely.
1 hour of talking to a graduate.
Well, I have two in my household. Unity High School for Anna was supposed to have graduation on Sunday. And, you know, it's a virtual graduation at the end of the month. There's a school board meeting on Wednesday, tomorrow, the 20th, to decide how they'll do the in-person style. We've been seeing different communities doing different things.
Yeah.
Whether they just have, you know, groups of 10 or less come in individually and get the diploma. There was a community, this was a Facebook chat with our parents, talking about the fire department, the superintendent, and the principal making porchside visits and delivering the diplomas. So there's all different variations of how this can get done.
And we are in the age of COVID. This was a two-week flatten-the-curve plan that has turned into 2 months and then some for some of our blue states like Illinois. Last night on Fox News, Martha McCollum, the story, Dr. Scott Atlas, formerly of Stanford University, and now at the Hoover Institution, which is a think tank, he pretty much said what I was thinking but wasn't completely sure. You have to listen to this. You have to hear this. This is Dr. Scott Atlas last night.
I think we need to make sure the people understand four things. One, the curves were flattened. That's the goal. Nothing to do with the number of cases. Two, we know that the cases are going to go up as we relax social isolation. That's factually true. We're going to have more cases. It's a highly contagious disease. The beauty is almost 99% of people have no serious problem with it. So that's not an issue. The projections should not make us frantic.
Okay, so one, we flattened it. Ding, 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 ding,
okay,
ding.
Okay, good.
Two, whatever you just said. But here's three.
More cases, but...
Yeah, there's going to be more cases because we're testing more. Look at Champaign County.
But 99% have no symptoms?
Well, no, I don't think that's what he said. Have no symptoms? Now, let's re-listen to that.
Okay,
then.
Yeah.
Number three, there's been a poor job. Cases. Two, we know that the cases are going to go up as we relax social isolation. That's factually true. We're going to have more cases. It's a highly contagious disease. The beauty is almost 99% of people have no serious problem.
No serious problem.
No serious.
That's different than no symptoms. That would be a disaster.
Wow.
No, they have, so 99% have no serious problems, which is what we're saying. But what's been happening, the story out here is... Don't go out. No school. Forget about under 50. We're fine. Keep listening to this. This is really bad if you've got a pre-existing or you're older. It's really bad. We know that. But it's not the same numbers for the young. We are freaking out parents. It's not true.
So that's not an issue. The projections should not make us frantic. Number three, there's been a poor job of communicating that the fatality rate is not just lower than we thought, but it's extremely low for everybody, in fact, who's under 60.
Okay, so it's not only low, it's really low for under 60.
For under 60 people, it is actually less than or equal to seasonal flu. No matter what people want to say about it, that's factually true from data all over the world, France, the Netherlands, Spain, everywhere. And number four, we've done a very poor job reassuring parents that the risk to their children is extraordinarily low, despite any of these sensationalistic rare cases. The reality is of the 55,000 deaths recorded by CDC in the U.S., 12 have been in children. That's 0.02%. And meanwhile, 600 is their estimate for seasonal flu, by the way. 600, not 12. And the other thing is that the JAMA Pediatrics article they should look at, it's in my article, 46 hospitals in North America, all the cases, they conclude the risk of a serious disease from seasonal flu is far greater, emphasis on far greater, than COVID-19.
Okay, so there'll be medical people that somehow refute that, what he just said. They'll say it's a lie, it's not true. That's the problem. We got people on both sides that are claiming different things. According to this guy, Dr. Scott Atlas, look him up, vet him, do whatever you want to do, read his article. But he says this is for those under 60 now. This is what we suspected. This is, and I've looked at other things that have said the same thing. That said, if it's this, the flu is like wildfire in a grade school. Not so for this. This is not the same. For whatever reason, younger people have been spared for this. It, you know, not that they don't get it, not that somebody dies. I mean, you can pick out cases always, but the overall overarching numbers are if under 60, you're in pretty good shape. So maybe is this too extreme? If you're over 60, you're quarantined. If you're over 60, you're sheltered. Whatever. Let the rest of people go back to work. Under 70, under 80, whatever you want to do. But it's clear, pre-existing, other health problems, and certainly age. Those are a third of the deaths in this country, I think, come from nursing homes. A third.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of concerns with COVID, but it appears that there's a lot we can be doing. I mean, we've talked about this. The surrounding states from Illinois, they're opening, you know, carefully.
Right.
But it's pretty clear by the numbers that under 60 are far less in danger than those over 60 and pre-existing. So, Andrew Cuomo, who allowed COVID patients to come into nursing homes, a whole bunch of people died. A reporter yesterday in Albany said, well, who's responsible? And Andrew Cuomo, pretty poignant here. Here's what Andrew Cuomo said about death.
Older people, vulnerable people, are going to die from this virus. That is going to happen. Despite whatever you do, Because with all our progress as a society, we can't keep everyone alive, despite what everything you do. And older people are more vulnerable. And that is a fact. And that is not going to change.
Okay, so is he right? Is that kind of, wow, you don't care about... By the way, if Donald Trump would have said that, Trump gives up on old people. Just go ahead and die. That's what it'd say if Donald Trump said that.
Yep.
Older people, just die. That's what Andrew Cuomo says it. Nobody hears a word about it. Was he right? Is that kind of cruel or is it just life? So what do we do? We know a lot about COVID-19. There's hope for a vaccine, maybe by the end of the year. They've tried this on 45 people, this vaccine. At whatever dose, the antibodies that are needed to fight this were produced in every person, all 45 people. I give you a little, I give you a medium, I give you a lot, antibodies produced. 45 for 40. That's why the stock market went up 1,000 points yesterday in hopes of a vaccine. So now they're going for 600 people on this test. And then they'll see how that goes, and then perhaps we move closer to a vaccine, which means things can go a lot faster. Also, study out of Harvard say temperatures over 77 degrees, harder for coronavirus to spread. In our county, we're up to 414 cases total. We've tested almost 9,000 people now.
Mm.
There are still just 4 hospital beds being used. And you can analyze all you want from the standpoint of, gosh, was it worth 36 million people losing their work? 1 out of 5 in this country were losing their jobs. People in desperate situations. Domestic violence up. Drug use up. Marijuana use up. Alcohol use up. Abuse up. A very nervous country. Is it worth all of that? Now you go back and you cancel the Big Ten basketball tournament. And then you cancel the NCAA tournament. That's what got my attention. I said, this is a $1 billion deal. This must be bad. Uh-huh. So, okay, I'll go 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then remember my elegant rant that morning when I said, the problem when you start this is who's going to tell me when it's safe? Who's going to agree it's okay? Well, we didn't. Indiana's different than Illinois. Missouri's different than Illinois. Kentucky's different than Illinois. Right. Iowa's different than Illinois. And Wisconsin's, because the Supreme Court is different than Illinois. So we're left with this ambiguity, this subjective thing of Governor Pritzker saying this is the right way. What about downstate? We're different in Chicago. No, no, no. That's not what the science and data says. Yikes.
So there's some comments coming in. Debbie, good morning. We're out and about in St. Louis taking precautionary measures that apply to us. And Ken had chimed in saying good morning. An old person with asthma self-separating. It's my responsibility alone.
That is my argument, is that we are old enough to assess and wise enough to assess the risk. Now, we have the information. This isn't the Spanish flu, thank you, God. This is a virus that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, might very well be less contagious and less dangerous than the flu for those younger. Obviously, older, pre-existing, not good. You can die. So we know that. So if you're 75 years old and you got a respiratory issue, I'd probably stay in. I'd wear the mask going out. I know it's supposed to keep me from catching it from you, but I'd use all the precautions if you had to go out, and I probably wouldn't go out much.
That's right.
So, but we know that. So let me decide that. Why do I need Governor Pritzker to tell me what to do? Why do I need anybody? I know the information. Let me assess the risk. That's what we do as a free people. We are able to make those decisions because here the people rule. Where we used to, it's important to not lose your freedom, your liberty, your choices of what we do. That's America. And there's some disaster or some emergency proclamation, you can take all of my rights? That's not right. Churches need to reopen. They can figure out how to manage the crowd. They'll do that. You're seeing, everything I've seen, people are ultra-conservative. on trying to open what they can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
We've got some fog this morning. Shower chance at 60%. Today's high 68, 54 hour low tonight. Clouds in the forecast tomorrow with a high 67, low 52. Up to 70 Thursday, 76 Friday with partly cloudy conditions, and inside 80 over the weekend with a chance for some showers at 40%, especially in the morning. We're currently at 57 with the fog on ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute. Brought to you this morning by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Reach out on Facebook Live to us. Text in 359-2255. Chapin Rose, State Senator, about 10 minutes away. 720 now, ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart's business was even stronger than expected in the recent quarter. Americans were stocking up because of stay-at-home orders, and its online sales were up a dramatic 74%. Shoppers were also going to its stores. Those sales rose about 10%. It will phase out its Jet.com business because of the strength of Walmart.com. However, Walmart can't predict how its business will do this year. Home Depot also reported higher sales but had expenses related to the virus. Kohl's quarter was also mixed. It has opened about half of its U.S. stores. Southwest Airlines says its preliminary numbers indicate its operating revenue was down as much as 95% last month. But Southwest says it is now seeing a modest improvement in passenger demand, bookings, and trip cancellations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At Stevie J Broadcasting, we'll remember and honor our military personnel that died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. On Memorial Day, we have to approach it in a different way due to COVID-19. That's why we'll do a short program on all our radio stations on May 25th. The program will start at 11 a.m. on this radio station. We thank Steve Lemke for his support. Lemke Sound Production, in business over 15 years. Engineering sound for bands, festivals, installations for schools and churches. Call Lemke Sound at 202-5972.
That's a very nice program Diane is putting together.
Got some veterans coming in today. Good. We'll pre-produce this so it's not live and they don't have that kind of pressure. But Vandeveer with the American Legion in Savoy, Bill Smith coming in to record his segment today, all separately, wiping down everything, wearing masks, all that CDC protocol here at Stevie J Broadcasting.
Yep.
And we've got the American, VFW coming in, Post 24, so thanks Rich Barnett for chipping in too. The Sweet Adelines are also doing the national anthem and some patriotic songs. Should be a great program Monday the 25th at 11 a.m. on all our stations.
Okay, excellent. 11 a.m. Monday, ESPN, US 105.9, Christian FM 95.3, and also Q96. You'll hear our tribute to the veterans on Memorial Day. It's always been about the soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have a Stever this morning. This is the program where Stevie J gives you money, you spend it and keep the stuff. And then you go, huh? And then I say, yes, there are two requirements. You must spend what I give you within a week at 7 days. And then you have to actually tell me, answer a few questions.
How was your experience?
How was it?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one to read from a very happy person, from one of our Stevers, and I've got to share that at some point.
Okay, good.
It's unbelievable what John Marshall did over at PDR Automotive for this woman.
Awesome.
So I mean, she wrote the most words ever in a returned, how'd you like your experience?
Okay, okay.
Had to be, I don't know, 200-300 words. I mean, it's unbelievable. And what he did was pretty stunning. This is a woman who feels like every time she goes to an auto mechanic, she's ripped off.
See it coming. Yeah. They add things on. You don't know what they're talking about under the hood.
All about trust, and I'll share that with you at some point. So here's the deal this morning. Jet's Pizza. May I treat you?
Yes, please.
To pizza. It's $25 to Jet's Pizza. That'll...
Jet's Pizza, better because it has to be with their contactless delivery upon request. They have the curbside pickup at participating locations. We have the location at Round Barn at Springfield and Mattis and near campus at Neal and Green.
So what you'll do here at 7:30 for 1 hour, the portal will be open because the old way, everything was gone in 3 seconds because so many of you jumped on.
Yes.
So GoStever.com, GoStever, S-T-E-V-E-R, because I used to exaggerate as the kids were growing up. They'd say, easy, Stever.
I like it.
So we called it Stever because this is kind of, I give you money and you shop. And people say, well, that sounds stupid. And say, well, yeah, it does sound stupid, but actually it's fun. It works. So you go to GoStever.com, register if you haven't done it, username, password that you'll forget. And we have, you know, forget password stuff in there because I always forget mine. So maybe you can do whatever. Go to GoStever.com. Accept offers is what you'd click on after you're in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then just accept, and then we'll let you know in an hour if you win a $25 gift card. We're going to do like 8 of them. So GoStever.com for Jet's Pizza, our offer this morning.
Okay, wonderful. Their Mexican pizza is $13.99. They've got an online code of MEX. But boy, it has a lot of ingredients on there, and that's a great deal for a large Detroit-style Mexican pizza that's happening as their special in May. But of course, any kind of pizza you can dream up, they've got it at Jet's Pizza.
Kind of like their buffalo chicken, thick one.
Exactly.
Okay, Jet's Pizza, the Stever offer beginning in 3 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes at 7:30. Chapin Rose will be coming up, state senator. I'll vent a little, then he'll vent a lot, and then I'll vent a little.
And then he's got to get on to something else, because I think the legislative session is...
I think he's doing all kinds of calls and everything. I just can't imagine being a Republican in this state.
Whew.
May I hit my head on the wall every day just for fun? I think I'd get a concussion. But that's what it has to feel like. That let me just go run my head into the drywall. It'll feel better than trying to get something done as a Republican in this state. Pretty tough because they don't have to ask. They have a supermajority. That means they don't need you. What about Mike?
I think he said in his home office down in his basement now, he had to take a walk for a half an hour or so because his wife was saying, you know, we can hear you yelling and cussing. So,
well, just sometimes
he gets
pretty
worked up sometimes.
Frustrating. We are planning to open the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign into June and July. There's all kinds of procedures and things. And God love you, U of I. You are the mainstay of my town. Without you, I'm not Danville.
Let's please work something out, U of I officials.
We need you. We love you. However, in bureaucratic, big, monolithic systems, when you get together and devise a plan, and you include everybody, you're going to have some stuff in there. And it's going to be really hard, whatever you're trying to do. If you're going to have the kids back, it's going to be really hard to not write rules, to enforce rules. We can't do silly things like one way on the quad is this side way, one way. I mean, you can't do anything. You're not going to be able to stop congregating in basements of fraternity houses with beer. You're not going to stop that. So you got to figure out how to deal with it. How are we going to test them? How are we going to get them out of here if they have it?
Yeah.
We have a wonderful chance that they're going to get COVID-19 without dying. Because we know the numbers aren't going to hit them. They're going to get sick, and then we got to remove them from and contact tracing to see how many guys you're with.
Right.
Do all of that stuff. It's going to be really tricky, and more people are going to get it. But unless you're 75 or up and you have other issues, if you're somebody who's, you know, 20 and has a respiratory issue, you probably shouldn't come. I mean, really, that's what we're dealing with here. But at least we know that. So anyway, we are excited to kind of get the ball rolling, but I can't imagine quad day and things like that. How are you going to rush for sororities and all the pledge stuff? How are we doing that?
I know.
Anyway, it's tricky, and it's not realistic to say, well, you got a social distance. Look at the stickers on the side. Well, you're not going to do that. If you can't do it without them mingling, just don't do it. I'll ask Chapin about that because it is absolutely critical that you're going to have sensible rules but not get silly because nobody's going to be able to enforce them anyway. You can deputize a lot of extra students. Hey! Citizens arrest!
Oh, no. Don't do that.
We'll be right back. Chapin Rose will be next in the next segment. You can always chime in. 359-2255. If you'd like me to ask a question, you can Facebook message us. You can also chime in with your telephone call.
Sure.
Okay, Jets is just open. Jets Pizza is now your Stever of the Day available. Just go to GoStever.com, click I Want That, and you'll be in the hopper for the random select here in about an hour. Okay, we'll get Chapin Rose next. 359-2255, Facebook Messenger. What do you want me to ask Chapin?
That's right.
All right. Time for Fox News at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says about a drug he's been suggesting as a possible coronavirus treatment.
I happen to be taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
His White House doctor says in a statement they discussed it and decided the potential benefit outweighed the risk. The drug can cause heart rhythm problems. Besides malaria, people take hydroxychloroquine for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. The president, in a letter to the head of the World Health Organization, threatens to permanently pull American funding if improvements aren't made within 30 days, with the WHO demonstrating its independence from the Chinese government.
China saying the U.S. is trying to shift the blame in the coronavirus crisis, accusing American leaders of incompetence in how they've handled the outbreak. The foreign ministry in Beijing saying the president's letter is an effort to mislead the public and smear China.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to complete a sanitary sewer service repair at 602 West Hill Street, Lands Heating and Cooling will close Hill Street just west of Lynn Street between Prospect Avenue and Lynn Street. That closure begins Wednesday, May 20th. It'll reopen by Friday, May 29th. Through traffic will not be allowed in the area, but access to all properties will be maintained via Prospect Avenue. The Illinois Supreme Court has officially disbarred former Governor Rod Blagojevich. His law license had been suspended since 2011. His law license had been suspended since his 2011 conviction on corruption charges. He's been out of prison for 3 months. He served just under 8 years of his 14-year sentence. The Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission recommended he be banned from ever practicing law again in Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies to Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Up to 67, down to 54. Chance of rain at 70% today and some foggy conditions this morning. Clouds tomorrow with a high 67 again, down to 52. Clouds and a high 70 for Thursday, 76 on Friday, partly cloudy. Inside 80 and 85 on Sunday and Monday.
Yep, there
you
go.
With a chance of morning showers.
Yep.
Currently 56 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, if you're watching on Facebook Live, thank you. Let me know if you have something for Chapin Rose, who'll be coming up, I think, momentarily. Might text him to remind him.
Okay, I was looking for my cue from you.
Yeah, go ahead and you can just say yo.
And Dorothy was saying U of I is trying to figure out how to test all the students requiring up to 1,000 tests per day in that first week.
See, here's the thing on the test is, as far as I know, if you test somebody and they're negative, it's not like, woohoo, jump up and down because you might get it tomorrow, right? I mean, it's so if you test somebody with no symptoms, that's fine. But doesn't mean the next day they don't really need it, or the next week. It's gonna be tricky stuff. Now, if you're gonna, I'm just pretty happy that we know that younger people are most likely not gonna die. It's gonna be bad. You're not gonna want it. But it might be time to say we're just gonna try and capture whoever, not capture, but get the people with it away, because you'll have a whole bunch of COVID-19 cases, and I'm not sure anybody will die from it. Depends on their life and their health and all these other things. You just know who the more vulnerable are, and they're the older people, and certainly pre-existing conditions people, and a younger, we had a woman in her 40s die in Champaign County, but she had pre-existing, and then everybody else, one in their 70s, I think everything, mostly 80s, 7 deaths in our county. Right now, there are 4 in the hospital. I think that's, again, you don't want anybody sick or to die, but as the big numbers go, 4 doesn't sound like a lot of beds to me. And the whole point of flattening the curve was to not overwhelm our health system. We've done that. Okay, earlier, Dr. Scott Atlas from the Hoover Institution.
The beauty is almost 99% of people have no serious problem with it. So that's not an issue. The projections should not make us frantic. Number 3, there's been a poor job of communicating that the fatality rate is not just lower than we thought, but it's extremely low for everybody, in fact, who's under 60. For under 60 people, it is actually less than or equal to seasonal flu.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, State Senator Chapin Rose, how are you this morning, Senator?
Hey, buddy, would you send me the link to what you just played there?
Dr. Scott Atlas, I'll be happy to send this to you, my friend. I will send it on your phone.
Thank you.
We need the facts, and it's confusing, and people will disagree with this doctor and disagree with this guy from Stanford and now Hoover Institution. Okay, Cindy writes, I'm sure you'll ask Chapin about small businesses reopening. I have 2 small bars in rural communities I need to open if I'm going to survive. And we've talked to people, I know you have, I have as well, and to hear the desperation that they're going out of business, they're going to go bankrupt. This is devastation. We were supposed to flatten the curve, and we did, Senator. But when are we going to open in Illinois, for Pete's sakes?
Yeah, so under the governor's formal plan, on another couple days here, we're going to go to phase 3, hopefully. And then you got to wait 28 days to go to phase 4, which is where you'd start getting your bars and restaurants.
So I got to tell, bars and restaurants, you got to wait till July. Is that the message from Illinois?
That's the message from Governor Pritzker. Yes. That's not the message I've got. And the message I've got is that I think he needs to immediately adjust to 14 days between phases, which would already put us into phase 3 coming on to phase 4. Look, here's the deal. We're going back to Springfield tomorrow, and I want to focus on this because I think it's the critical question. He, over the, as your listeners probably know, last Friday, he issued some new executive orders that would make criminals out of people who are trying to put food on their kids' tables. And I don't think that was, just to be as polite as I can, extraordinarily helpful to the overall debate, okay? I did my survey of mayors and county board members, and with the exception of one or two, everybody is in a position to say, hey, man, stop telling us what to do and start working with us on how to do it safely. And he needs to have a complete change in attitude. He needs to understand that forcing people underground isn't going to solve or make COVID go away. And he needs to start working with people, not dictating to people.
Let me interject this. I had somebody call the governor's office, got through, talked to the woman. He was saying, if I send 8 people out an hour golfing, I lose money. I have to 100% of the staff to get the greens and all these things, and you're only letting me send 8 when we normally would send 24. And the woman said, you should be happy the governor allowed you to open golf. I mean, what the crap is that? What is that? What kind of attitude is that? I mean, it's just so condescending. It's so frustrating. Sarah says, please ask Chapin about tomorrow's JCAR committee vote. Yeah, if there's a shot at getting them to suspend the governor's most recent change to increase his powers, which he did on Friday, to criminalize business owners, allow him up to another 150 days. Is that really legal?
So this is the big thing for tomorrow. And this is where I'm saying, like, tomorrow is going to be a very pivotal day. JCAR, which is the Joint Committee of Administrative Rules, it's equal number of Republicans and Democrats, but it takes a supermajority to overrule a governor. So that means you need some members of each party to get together to overrule a governor. So the executive orders that he issued on Friday, where I was talking about the criminalization, that's what Sarah's talking about. That is all up for consideration tomorrow at JCAR. If JCAR overrules him, again, it would take a couple Democrats siding with the Republicans. If JCAR overrules him, then I think you're going to see the next 6 months go differently. If they don't, then I think we're all in court, and that takes forever.
Well, Chapin, they're not going against a billionaire governor. They're all with JB. Everybody's with JB. I don't get it. Why do Republicans split a little bit and the Democrats never do? Southern Illinois, well, Democrats, where are they? Why won't they just say this is dumb?
Well, there's a few Southern Illinois Democrats that did split with them last week in the Metro East. In fact, the Democratic caucus out of St. Clair County came out against him when their county board went against him and said, we're going to reopen anyway. Okay. Now you've got a situation, again, I'm hyper-focused on tomorrow because I think tomorrow does a lot. Yeah, you're right. There are Democrat members of JCAR that are never going to go the other direction, but there's a couple on there that I think are ripe to potentially break with him. We'll see. Okay. They're being extraordinarily tight-lipped. They are feeling the pressure just like anybody. In fact, I would invite all of you listeners and on Facebook to go to ilga.gov, go to the legislative support agencies, go to JCAR, and you will find the members of JCAR, Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. Call them, email them today, okay? Because if we can just break a couple Democrats off, there's a bunch of them, but if we can break a couple of them off to just side with us, this is going to go differently.
Can I send emails? Can our audience send emails to the people on this committee? Can we reach anybody?
Yeah.
If you, like
I said, go to ilga.gov.
ilga.gov, because all their phone mailboxes. Say it again.
ILGA, Illinois General Assembly, ilga.gov. There's a tab called Legislative Support Agencies, or a link called Legislative Support Agencies. You go there. And then it's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, and all the contact information for all the members is there. Okay?
Yeah.
ilga.gov, Legislative Support Agencies, Joint Committee on Administrative Rules.
By the way, their phone mailboxes are all full, I'm being told. So that's crazy. Why wouldn't you empty your mailbox?
Well, we heard that. First of all, let me just tell you, you're doing 14 or 15 hours of Zoom calls a day on the state budget. It's pretty hard to check your voicemails. So
okay, all right, fair enough. How long do I have? When do you got to go? You got to go and jump on a call.
No, we're good for now.
Okay.
I know that yesterday they were receiving 400 emails an hour.
Okay.
So, shoot the email system. It goes to them. What I'm going to tell you, though, Stevie, is you're in a different position here, again, in Champaign County, because the only state's attorney's office that is enforcing anything in East Central Illinois is the Champaign County State's Attorney's Office. Okay? So if you're the bar and restaurant on the Douglas County side of the line, you're in a different world than if you're the bar and restaurant in Philo.
Okay. You're telling me that
Julie Reitz.
Okay. Julie Reitz is our state's attorney, and she's the one, and she closed down. I guess she put whatever she did for the zone.
Cease and desist.
Cease and desist order in the zone, which is a workout place in St. Joe. But let me just for the other side of this. If you don't do something like that, all the gyms open. Don't you worry about a precedent?
Right.
How do you know what you do and don't do? I empathize, obviously, with small business, but I also don't want a $2,500 ticket and jail, which is what J.B. Pritzker put into motion on Friday afternoon. So I'm a little fearful of that. And if you don't step up and say you can't do that, won't everything open? And then it's Katie bar the door?
Look here. Okay, let's get back to something that makes sense, okay? Pritzker has drawn these extreme lines in the sand. What my mayors and county board folks are telling me is we want him to work with us on how to open safely, not on this ridiculous 28-day between phase timeline, which has no grounded basis in scientific validity. I don't care what he says. There's no magic to 28 days. He just picked it out of the air. In New York's at 14 days. So, you know, don't tell me 28 days is the scientific gold standard because we're the only state in the country doing it. So that's obviously not the scientific gold standard. But the message I'm taking him tomorrow when I go back to Springfield is, look, buddy, stop dictating. We want to work with you to figure out how to do this safely. So instead of throwing down a bunch of edicts that is just putting people into corners and some are coming out swinging, let's sit down and find productive conversations where we can get to your point, Stevie. What are the rules to do it safely? Now, look, we don't have to spend a lot of time doing this, okay? Because other states have already done it. So this isn't a matter of reinventing the wheel. This is a matter of simply cut and pasting, okay?
Yeah.
Like hairstylists, I did a Zoom call with 50-plus barbers and stylists from 10 counties last week at this point. At the end of the call, I did a poll of them. 82% wanted to reopen. But to your point, Stevie, they wanted to reopen with safety precautions.
Yeah.
Okay? So where are those? Now, let me make another comment on that point.
I got other guys that want to ask you questions, so go ahead and finish that.
On his other list, on his current plan, barbers and stylists open, you know, here at the end of the month in phase three, okay? They still haven't been given those safety precautions. So this is absolutely ridiculous that even under his own plan, where he assumes that profession is going to come back online here in short order, he still hasn't armed them with enough facts on how to do it safely. So those are the conversations I want to have, and he needs to stop putting these, ridiculous lines in the sand where he's pitting. I mean, you know, there's no law on earth that is valid when you can't feed your kids.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, in the natural order of things, which is what our country was founded on, which is principles of natural law, you know, you are going to do what is necessary to take care of your family and yourself. And laws that effectuate that will be adhered to and listened to and respected. Laws that do not effectuate that will be disregarded and not followed.
Okay.
It's that simple.
I got Senator Chapin Rose. You can chime in at 359-2255. You can Facebook message me, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:48. Terry says, I sit here on my porch watching a young business owner on their porch holding their head. Looked like they were crying. I did hear the conversation on the phone. They were talking about losing their business. This is so sad to watch. Paul says, didn't J.B. Pritzker have a deal with surrounding states? Why are they open and we're not? Did he go back on his promise?
Yeah, he did announce at one point it was all going to be coordinated, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't talked about that in 3 weeks, so.
Yeah.
Look, let me just say this. Somebody asked me this yesterday. I said, well, is he too afraid that he'll get called, you know, he'll get called out for being a flip-flopper if he suddenly changes his plan? I said, no one's going to call him out for being a flip-flopper, because in a war, you constantly have to adjust your strategy and tactics to whatever it is that's happening that day. You don't, you know, the strategy you start the war with is not the strategy you end the war with. It never is. And anybody who refuses to adapt as they go is a fool, right? So he needs to realize that what looked like a decent idea 3 weeks ago, it needs to be changed, right? That's not a flip-flop, okay? We're all fighting the same, you know, bad guy here. It's COVID. But he needs to adapt the strategy on a daily basis, constantly evaluating, constantly being reevaluating, constantly changing. And he did it once. If you remember, he started off and we're all going to be, here it is. And then all of a sudden we're, oh, hey, here's the reopen plan and we're already in phase two. What? Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really care, you know, at some level how difficult it is for him to, or how goofy he looks or flip-flop or anything else, because it's not. It's just a smart thing to do.
Yep.
It's a smart thing to do.
Yep.
Change your tactics, change your strategy, adjust the plan, and move forward. Here's another thing. Phase three, a lot of places reopen. Okay, not bars, not restaurants.
Man.
But childcare doesn't reopen a phase four. So where do you get, how do you get the employees to work in phase three when they don't have childcare till phase four?
Well, and to leapfrog to phase five, it says vaccine or therapy. That's not part of the deal. You told me to flatten the curve. Now they want a vaccine or therapy, and who's going to tell me the therapy works? We can't have the U of I back. What if the U of I doesn't come back?
Listen, all good. Again, all the reason why it's time for him to readjust. And again, what is, I think, worrisome and scary is rather than readjusting the last 2 weeks, he's almost drilled down into a harder tact. And again, you know, like we're going back to Springfield tomorrow to do a whole bunch of things. First time in 2 months we've been there. We're going to be doing a budget, potentially. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing that. But his tactic Friday of criminalizing potentially my constituents doesn't make it easier for me to work with him on everything else that needs to get done.
I understand. Let me get to some of these comments. We've got Ed, good luck talking and having negotiations with power-hungry hypocrites. Cindy, everyone knows how to keep everyone safe. Mask, gloves, wash hands. Jill asked Chapin about our churches. Why can't we open? Are they not essential?
He did actually, rhetorically, he didn't change anything. But in one of his press conferences yesterday, the day before, I must have been yesterday, I guess, because he didn't have one over the weekend, he seemed to start to soften on the church position a little. But again, you know, there's been one lawsuit already that was denied out of Lena, Illinois, which ultimately I think that actually is going to win. But, you know, again, the lawsuit route on this takes precious time that we don't have. So I think JCAR tomorrow is, you know, here's the thing. If he gets a stinging rebuke tomorrow from JCAR, and again, I'm unfortunately not a member because y'all know where my vote would be if I was.
Yeah.
But I'm not on JCAR. So if he gets a stinging rebuke in JCAR tomorrow, I think that changes the tone of the next, you know, 6 months. And that's why I think everybody on this call, all of your Facebookers, you know, spend your next hour this morning calling the JCAR members.
What do we say in the email?
What's the wording?
How do we phrase it?
Don't criminalize us. Work with us.
Okay. Don't criminalize us. Work with us. That's easy.
Yeah.
By the way, get
common sense back into this.
Jim sends in, public health used a term last night that drives a Democrat position. Quote, it's about lives, not livelihood. Wow.
Look, respectfully to people who are working very hard in public health to keep everyone safe, the loss of livelihood leads to additional public health crises, okay? Suicides, mental health, we know that. Vaccinations have plummeted. Are we going to bring measles back, right? We've gone through on these calls with you and your listeners a litany of items. You know, stage three to stage fours, because we spent 2 months without doing mammograms and colonoscopies and other, you know, treatments and diagnostics. All those things, you know, what I would politely remind Champaign-Urbana Public Health is that if U of I doesn't come back in the fall, there's no money to pay for them. Okay? Period. Because no one in Champaign County is going to be able to make their second installment property tax payment.
Well, it's Chapin Rose State Senator. What is your timetable here, Senator? How much time do you got? I mean, because I...
Truthfully, I got to get back to because I got an 8:30 budget meeting and I got some other stuff I got to do.
I will let you go, but it's I said, I think Friday I got in here, and because it's a daily two-hour elegant rant for me, I said the people making all these decisions are not feeling any financial insecurity or food insecurity. Am I right?
Yeah, look, that's it for today. What I'm trying to help people understand is that's not the same for tomorrow. And, you know, again, I think Champaign County is in a bubble, but it's an island unto itself compared to everything around it in its ability to withstand this for the time being because, you know, the U of I is still making payroll.
Let me just reiterate, not fear-mongering, don't want to do that, but there's still a shot that it's not working out for the U of I in the fall. What does that mean in September? Is it really immediate, or does this everybody still get their checks through the year? How does that work?
I mean, look, it's part of the budget discussion that's coming, okay? But I can tell you this, that if... And I think there's going to be a massive amount of borrowing to try to keep the state of Illinois afloat as part of this budget. And that's a conversation for a whole different day. But if you just did it on the numbers, you would be cutting every state agency 35 to 40%.
Well, and not to mention what my house is going to be worth, right? I mean, we can't do without
numbers. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, if U of I students don't come back in the fall, you know, your house, your local property tax collections that pays for the CU Public Health Department are based upon house assessment, right? Well, house assessment is clearly going to go down. Plus, you're going to have the bottom line fact that people just won't pay September because they won't have the money to pay. And there are people in this county that don't work for the U of I, right? So there are people who are absolutely feeling pain every morning when they wake up.
Right.
Again, you know, it's not lost on me that the, you know, Piatt County, Moultrie County, Douglas County state attorneys all say they're not enforcing any of this. DeWitt County Sheriff's not going to enforce this. So again, I mean, and let me be clear, they're not saying they won't enforce it. I mean, don't be stupid. Don't, you know, but they're not going out of their way to take out a small business owner that reopens to put food on their kids' tables. Then you're in Champaign County that's doing the exact opposite.
It's State Senator Chapin Rose. People are asking me to post the information about the...
The emails and the exact wording, which is ilga.gov, and you look for the tab or link to JCAR. Is that correct, Chapin?
No, there's an intermediate link to... legislative support agencies.
Okay.
And then JCAR, Joint Committee on Administrative Rules.
And don't criminalize us. Work with us. Don't criminalize us.
Well,
work with us.
And someone said to block the new emergency rules amendment from the Illinois Department of Public Health is the correct
urging.
That's what
we're talking about.
Okay, same thing. All right.
Block the emergency amendment from the ILPHD.
Okay.
Legislative support agencies. It's the once you hit the legislative support agencies link, it's the very next link at the top, Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. You go on there, and it says JCAR member listing, and that's every single one of them's phone numbers.
Yes.
And then you can also, somewhere in here, email JCAR. There's a tab. There's a button in email JCAR.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Chapin, you're the man.
Thank you.
Thanks for being
on. Guys.
Appreciate it. Chapin Rose. A state senator.
So,
thank you for all the...
Okay.
We had a lot of people that wanted to talk.
And we can get busy with some of these emails for sure.
Yeah, listen, we are where we are. It's called the Blue Island because every state around us opening up reasonably, safely, sensibly. We know, I played this clip, I'm going to play it again after the news, from Dr. Scott Atlas that talks about the stats that, again, when you get into stats,
chloroform.
No. I had it all pronounced and worked on it. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
18 letters. I promise I practiced this. Anyway, the drug the president said he's taking. There's some doctors that go, whoa. Some doctors say it's between the patient and the doctor. It's not going to hurt you. Other doctors say, which is right. Mm-hmm. How do you know? Mm-hmm. It's between you and your doctor on any drug. Hydroxychloroquine. Anyway, there's just very little that's not being politicized. Very little. So we need some information. So I'll play this clip again. You can hear what this guy says about the coronavirus. And particularly for those under age 60. The flu is way worse, way more contagious. I'll give you the numbers. We'll play that clip. Stand by. We'll do the news next. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. ESPN 93.5 at 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK.